deal with airplane peanuts.
All right, listen to me. The culmination of Daytime Chrissy's is about to happen. I am co-hosting the 9 a.m. hour.
I mean, you could eat them up, literally, right?
There it is.
So
I would eat, yep, but you'd give me diarrhea, buddy. Lactose intolerant. The freaking news, baby!
Has anybody seen Only Murderers in the building?
Yes.
No, I've seen them outside the building.
I love
thanks,
it.
Thanks, New York.
Today's Monday, October 31st, and Chrissy Co-Host was in full effect this Halloween, with Chris DiStefano co-hosting the Fox 5 morning news show earlier today. Welcome back to the Joke World Comedy Update. Every single Monday, bring you all the comedy news that you need to know from your favorite comedians, your favorite podcasts, literally anything important happening in the comedy world, all on one YouTube channel, on one place. So if you want to stay in the loop, please consider subscribing to Joke World right now, turning on the post notifications so you don't miss anything, and download this episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, if you feel like supporting the show.
You look ridiculous.
I love it.
Look at
hi.
This.
Hi.
Look at us. This is a good song. It's called Dead Mom. Good title.
So Chrissy Chaos was Chrissy Anchors this morning, going on TV to host the news in his big wiener costume. This wasn't Chris's first time on Channel 5. He did a pretty funny interview with them back in March when he was promoting his comedy special, Speshy Weshy.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm a little nervous with you here.
Don't be nervous. Okay, here's what happened. Here's how I got on to sit with the lovely Rosanna Scotto is about a month ago. I was drinking in my house alone. I was drinking martinis, watching Encanto with my children. And I said, I'm going to tweet Rosanna Scotto you up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then she wrote back about 8 hours later. She goes, are you? And I was like, I love this lady. And then I said, I'm going to make it a point. I'm going to email. I'm going to DM. Do you even know what you up means?
No. Is that dirty?
It's, yeah. Well, I mean.
Why would you do that, kinda, Chris?
Because I was drunk watching Encanto. What else was I supposed to do?
In this current age of podcasts and comedians operating more independently than they ever have, it is cool to see Chris DiStefano going on a show like this for no real reason, really, other than just to be funny. Like, he's not promoting anything specific. He's just going to share his humor with a more broad audience. I feel like with comedians having to rely on networks less and less, there's not as much pressure to go on these talk shows and morning news shows in general, let alone go on and conform to their type of clean comedy. So these guys are going on and just being themselves, letting their jokes fly, and it's cool to see as a fan.
Are you
going to
behave or what?
No.
Okay,
just
good.
Seriously, throw me out now because I will ruin your life.
Today is Halloween, obviously, and a few podcasts decided to get in the spirit, go with the theme of Halloween, and dress up for their latest episodes, including Bad Friends, Hey Babe, We Might Be Drunk, and more.
Everyone say who they are. Bobby, go.
I am Jeffrey Dahmer's, one of his victims, the Filipino guy he ate. No, I'm Elvis Presley. How you doing?
This guy over here is my good friend, Elvis Presley.
How you doing?
Dad, why don't you eat one of the sandwiches I made for you? That's
really
just,
good.
What does he say? It's some fish I cooked earlier. That's why it smells over there. It's not because of young black men's bodies rotting in the fridge.
Yeah.
It stinks because I let some meat go bad.
So good.
I really messed it up this time, huh, Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, I'm in a real stinker now.
It's so good. It's so good.
He would kill someone and then go, I made a real stinker this time, yeah. Pop. I'm in a real conundrum. Someone's like, Jeffrey, you severed his head.
Yeah.
Jiminy Crickets, I never knew it was going to come to this.
What? Thank you.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Hell yeah, Peters.
All right, we are fucking virgins, huh? Look at these nerds. Holy shit,
hey,
we got candy
fun.
And video
speak
games.
For yourself, I'd clean up in Japan right now. Dan Soder's with us, our boy.
Yeah.
Our boy for so long. We've been tight with him for so many years. This is fun, dude. That's
Billions.
Lovely.
Netflix, HBO, Comedy Central.
The Bonfire.
Every time you say my credits, I gotta eat it like a coin.
Personally, I think Stavi ran away with the comedian's costume contest this year with his naked Darth Vader. But let's put it to a vote in the comment section. Here are all the costumes again. So vote 1, 2, 3, or 4 for who had the best costume this Halloween, and we'll announce the winner next week. Ari Shaffir's newest stand-up special titled Jew is coming out later this week on YouTube.
Adam and Eve, you guys know that story? Okay. If you know that story, this is all going to go over your head tonight. Here's what happened. In 6 days, God created the world. On the 7th day, he rested. You guys remember this one. And then later, God went to Adam. He's like, Adam, how do you like it here? How do you like the Garden of Eden? And Adam's like, oh, dude, I love it. It's awesome. Plenty of sunshine, tons of animals to fuck. This place is sweet. And God was like, wait, bro, are you fucking all the animals? And Adam was like, not all, yet. You made a lot of animals. You gotta give me some time. By the way, I killed a frog on Tuesday. Yeah, his eyes were bigger than his belly. Split it right open. My bad on that one. And God was like, fuck, dude, stop fucking the animals right now. And so Adam was like, who should I fuck then? And God's like, oh, yeah, good question. Fair enough. He's like, tell you what, I'll make another person for you to fuck. Humans should fuck humans. So Adam, with no concept of women, right? There had never been a woman ever in history before. So when he heard another person was coming, he was just like, sweet, another dude I can fuck in the butt, I assume. And God was like, no, you assume wrong. It'll be like a dude, but it'll have like a front butt. And you can fuck the front butt. Adam loved that idea. He was like, sweet, I can fuck the front butt and the back butt.
The full special officially drops on Wednesday, November 2nd, and will be available on Ari Shaffir's YouTube channel. The clips he's put out for promotion so far look really good, so if you're a fan of Ari, I'd be very excited for Jew. Guest spots from last week, Your Mom's House talked with Al Franken, Two Bears, One Cave was Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert, Whiskey Ginger had on Fortune Feimster, Flagrant did not have a guest, they're still talking about Kanye West, Kill Tony Tonight is with Dave Attell, Ian Fidance, and Eric Griffin, filmed from Skankfest. And Mark Norman was on Are You Garbage?
Halloween!
Yes, you got that right. No candy corn, please, you fucking
worst. Really?
Candy corn's the worst.
That's crazy talk.
Yuck, chalky, waxy, gross.
I don't mind it in very small, a hand, like a one handful in the season, that'll be it.
I love it. Year. I love it. I like the pumpkins, too, the candy corn pumpkins.
Those are better.
The whole nine yards, I'm all about it. What did you do as a kid for Halloween?
Did you have like a traditional house-to-house?
Wasn't a great neighborhood, right?
No, we lived in a rough area, so we'd go to my friend's house in the suburb, and the parents would kind of lag 10 feet behind, and we would all skip to the loo with our little jack-o'-lanterns, although I did a Schwegman's bag, which is our grocer.
Okay. Schwegman's?
Plastic bag or,
grocery bag, double bagged, and, you know, I dressed up too late and just would put something on. One time I put on a vest and my friend's like, what are you? And I'm like, I'm a spy. And they were like,
I'm a gay spy, obviously. Yeah.
This past weekend, and Theo Von had on Andrew Callahan. Nikki Glaser was on Tiger Belly. Joe Rogan talked with Dr. Phil. We Might Be Drunk had on Dan Soder. And Bill Burr was on The Tim Dillon Show, probably episode of the week. Brand new stand-up specials out recently. We already talked about this one, but Ari Shaffir Jew comes out in 2 days, November 2nd. That will be on YouTube, and it will be for free. And then Gabriel Iglesias, stand-up fluffy on Netflix, with the description reading, offending a professional boxer, trick-or-treating with his son, Gabriel shares his highs and lows in this landmark stand-up special that was filmed in Dodger Stadium. It's pretty badass. Big, big event. So go check that out on Netflix. And also just one thing with the stand-up specials segment. I'm not purposely leaving out any of these specials. It's just hard to come across these. So if you have any specials that you think need to be included in this, anyone releasing stuff independently on YouTube that you think is a worthy special that needs some more eyes on it, please let me know in the comments. That does it for this week's Joke World Comedy Update. As always, thank you so much for watching. And we'll be back again next Monday with some more comedy news. But in the meantime, we'll be posting some other comedy-related videos on this channel, so please make sure to subscribe to Joke World right now to stay in the comedy loop, and go download this episode on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, to really support the show. And if you want even more comedy in your life, go follow us on Instagram. We post comedy content on there all the time, and if you DM us, we'll even send you some free Joke World stickers. Not a better deal than that in the world. Free? Are you kidding me? Thanks for watching. We'll see you later this week, or Monday. Happy Halloween! That's what I wanted to say. That's how I'm ending this one. Usually I'm bad at ending the news updates, but this one, I'm just going to say Happy Halloween, and then no one can say it was a bad ending. Happy Halloween.